time to talk some college football as we're joined on the telephone line by the voice of the Georgia Southern Eagles, Danny Reed, joining us. Danny, thanks so much for being with us.
Anybody that can give me Summer Breeze as my entrance music is okay with me, Rich. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, we're delighted to. And yeah, Carrie, our producer, takes great pride in picking out just the right song for the setting here. Before we talk football, most importantly, how's the weather? How are you guys making out?
It was okay this morning. It was nice and sunny, mid-70s, maybe in the little lower 80s. We're expecting the weather to get, I guess, its worst in this part sometime tomorrow afternoon and maybe a little bit into Thursday morning. The coast is going to get a little bit more affected than we here inland. We're about 45 to 50 miles away from Savannah. We still could get a little bit, but I think that we're going to end up being fortunate, and I think that's the reason why ultimately that the game is going to get played on Saturday. You still have to see the emergency personnel and how they're going to have to be dispatched to other parts of the state and other parts of the region. But weather-wise, for right now, we're okay. Tomorrow is expected to get the worst and then maybe seep into a little bit of Thursday, but for right now, everything's good.
Well, we're glad. We'll be thinking of you tomorrow. Now, I know we talked with Nick Charlton yesterday. He said they had least discuss the possibility, if things get bad, to maybe move the game over to Mercer in the Macon area.
That would be about 2 hours away from here. We spend a lot of time in Mercer. We play them in most sports. Their facility is called Five Star Stadium. They actually just re-added football a couple of years ago, and they're participating in the Southern Conference. Very nice facility, so if for some reason that would have to be the option, then there's more than enough seating capability to hold that game.
All right, well, let's talk a little football. I had a chance to watch the game with LSU. Anytime you're going up against a top 10 team in the nation, you know you're going to have your hands full. What do you take game? First of all, what are the positives that come out of a tough game against LSU?
Well, when you run 50 plays and you only have 98 yards, there's not a ton you can take from an offensive standpoint, though you did have some nice carries in the game from a couple of new guys in Logan Wright and J.D. King, especially with J.D. just getting eligible from the NCAA less than 2 weeks ago. His waiver got approved after transferring back this way from Oklahoma State. Defensively, though, I thought linebackers Rashad Byrd and Raynard Ellis played really well. Byrd had 16 tackles, 3.5 tackles for loss. Ellis, after redshirting a year ago, transferring from Furman up in Greenville, South Carolina in the SoCon where George Southern used to play before making the jump to the FBS. He had 7 tackles. Randy Wade had 7 tackles. Daryl Baker Jr. at safety starting for the first time. He came up with 8 stops, and then special teams, which has been a strength for Georgia Southern for a long time, just not these last couple of years. Tyler Bass made a 47-yard field goal. He's a preseason All-American, mm-hmm. according to Pro Football Focus. And then brand-new punter Anthony Beck, a local product from South Effingham, about a half hour, 45 minutes away from here. He had a 74-yard punt in the final minutes of the game, which is 1 yard shy of the school record. You kind of have to search for things to put a light on, but those were definitely things that we talked about at our coaches show last night.
Well, of course, anytime you play Georgia Southern, and the Black Bears know this, although it's been hard to believe, but it's been 8 years since we played Georgia Southern in a postseason game, but you got to worry about that option. And that starts with the quarterback. What's the condition of your starting quarterback?
As far as Shy works, he did leave that game against LSU with a banged-up shoulder. You could see on the broadcast that his shoulder was in a sling. That was more for precaution than anything else. Per Coach Lunsford, what he has told us the last couple of days, he is day-to-day. I think that he would be able to return later on, but I'm not completely sure if he's going to be able to play this week. But then again, he could show up on Saturday and be just like the guy who had 25 touchdowns last year. I think they're watching him as close as they can, and if he can go, great. If not, then Justin Tomlin played 2/3 of the snaps last week, and he'd be more than ready to go.
And you also lost one of your running backs. Matt LaRoche was a little bit dinged up. Is he okay for this week?
He was okay. He actually had his helmet back on later on in the first half, and in the second half, he was cleared to return, but when the game got to a point where it just wasn't in a good spot for Georgia Southern to put those guys back in, it was ruled that no need to put Shy back in, no need to put LaRoche back in. The one guy that did get banged up pretty good and is going to miss the rest of the year is backup defensive end Justin Ellis. He transferred from Syracuse, sat out last year, was on the scout team, and you really feel for him because he was waiting for a chance like this. But in the third quarter, he got his leg landed on, and unfortunately, he's going to miss the rest of the year.
We're talking with Danny Reed, the voice of Georgia Southern football. You got a very big offensive line. Who's the strength? Who's the rock of that old line for you?
At this point, you would probably have to lean on a guy like Aaron Dowdell. Earlier in the season, you would have said Brian Miller, the returning right tackle who started all 13 games a year ago, but he went down with a non-contact hip injury late in camp. He's out for the entire season. He would be able to apply to get his sixth year if he would like. But Dowdell is somebody that stepped in, started much of the back half of last year. Originally, he was a commit to Georgia, then he committed to UCF, and then he ended up going to Georgia Military. Now he's here with the Eagles for the second year. He had a really good camp. I think he had the best camp of any offensive lineman. It's a unit that has had some shuffling with two starters gone, a four-year starter and a three-year starter. Jacob Cooper's had to move over from right guard to play center. And our right tackle, Drew Wilson, who's filling in for the injured Brian Miller, he missed last year because of some eye issues. He actually had a detached retina four different times that needed surgery. But he was cleared by doctors, and he made his return to the lineup last Saturday, so we're just hoping that things continue to improve for him, too.
For Maine, of course, offensively, they look to have good balance. Chris Ferguson had a great start to his season last week, and the Black Bears ran the ball pretty well, got to utilize a lot of different guys. But you've got some talented defensive players, and you mentioned a couple of the linebackers I was impressed with in watching Saturday's game in Bird and Ellis. Who else are some defensive standouts to be aware of?
Well, I got to bring up our cornerbacks, Kendall Vildor and Monquavion Brinson, both preseason first-team All-Sun Belt. Kendall actually rated by Pro Football Focus as the second-best cornerback in the country coming into 2019, and they're going to have to be good considering that Ferguson threw for over 400 yards in the first half last week against Sacred Heart. I saw some of those numbers. I'm thinking, good Lord, what's Georgia Southern walking into? It is going to be a really, really good matchup with Ferguson coming into his third year as a starter, as deep as your receiving crew is. But after Monquavion and Kendall, I think they would admit that they indeed struggled against the SEC-type receivers that LSU has. They're looking forward to getting back out there more than anybody else.
I was reading an article in the Savannah paper, and the gist of it was, well, yeah, we're up against LSU. We kind of expected it was going to be a tough night. Don't read anything more into that. Now Maine's coming to town, and this should be a comfortable win. And I'm not saying it won't be, but I have to feel like the coaching staff is not, at least to the players, talking with that level of confidence. If for nothing else, then you want to respect your opponents. And I'm sure that Coach Lunsford knows the Black Bears, even from a lower division, have some experience, and they're not going to be playing with eyes, big, scary, intimidated eyes, even at Paulson Stadium.
He's got experience facing Maine. He was an assistant at Appalachian State. He was a tight ends coach back in 2002 when the Black Bears went to the Rock, which is an extremely tough place to play. Got the victory there before coming to Statesboro the next week and seeing the season come to an end. So he's very well accustomed to what Maine can bring to the table, especially having to travel as much as you guys do. But he said this multiple times at his presser yesterday at our coaches show last night in town. He thinks that if Maine was in the Sun Belt Conference, they would be more than competitive. They would have a chance to not only be a team that could get some wins, but maybe a team that could finish in the top half of this league. And when you look at what Georgia Southern, App State, Troy, Arkansas State, other programs have done in recent years, there's a tremendous amount of respect for Maine. He has emphasized how tough the Black Bears are. The rush defense has gotten a whole lot of attention because of Georgia Southern running the option. I'm curious to see how the black hole looks up close and personal on Saturday night.
Now, you're one of the schools that has made that move from being extremely successful in FCS football to the FBS ranks, coming off a great year with 10 wins and a bowl game. I have to think, and not every school can say this, but this has worked very well for the Eagles.
We have seen both ends of it in just 5 years. Entered the FBS in 14, went undefeated in Sun Belt play. Nobody had ever made the transition and gone unbeaten in conference play. 15, bowl game victory. So all the fans, the administration, everybody's like, okay, it's going to be this easy because we've been able to do something so quickly. But then Willie Fritz ended up leaving and going to Tulane. And the next year and a half was not good. I'm just going to put it that way. It was not good starting 0-6 and 17, losing head coach Tyson Summers. Coach Lunsford is the interim the rest of the year. Three more losses followed, but he did get those back-to-back victories against South Alabama and Louisiana to restore a little bit of confidence. And then last year, if it had to go right for Georgia Southern, it did. Only turning the ball over five times all season, plus 22 in turnover margin, led the country and tied a school record. So you got to think, if all the possessions you're not giving up, that was more than more opportunities to score. Offensively, didn't run a whole lot of plays, but didn't need to because they scored 30 points per game, and it all led to a 10-win season and that walk-off win in the Camellia Bowl. And it might be tough to think, well, can you do that again, even though you've got the formula, because things had to go just the right way. And week one, they certainly didn't. But if you protect the football, if you run the football and you stop the run, as Maine well knows, then more often than not, you're going to find a way to win.
Well, we're looking forward to coming down there. Paulson Stadium is just a great facility. Love the area. The hospitality is always terrific. So we'll be thinking about you these next couple of days and hope everybody there weathers the storm well. And we look forward to seeing you come Saturday.
Really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
That's Danny Reed, the voice of Georgia Southern football. The Black Bears, Saturday night, scheduled to play down there in Statesboro, Georgia.